We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, tonight, the, for lack of a better term, first round of the playoffs get underway tonight for your football team, taking on Wakefield. First off, how do you like the way your team matches up with Wakefield?
I think we match up pretty good. I mean, size, they're not bigger than us. It's hard to tell on film, but it doesn't look like they're much. It doesn't look like they're faster than us. I mean, the big thing is that they are definitely going to be a well-prepared team. Coach Freeman over there does a really, really good job trying to get his teams prepared every year. They definitely improve week to week. So, I mean, I'm not looking at this like this is, you know, some really lowly one-win team. Even though they only have one win, they'll still come out and play hard and get after you. So, I mean, I told our kids to definitely be prepared.
Your team coming off a victory over Chautauqua last week, 46-0. As you look back at last Friday's game, where did you see some improvement from your ball club?
We were happy to see the fact that we have a little bit more line depth than we have than I thought we had. One of my starting guards, his back was kind of twisted up, so I mean, I was able to put another kid down there, and you know, he did really a pretty good job. I mean, I know it was against not exactly the best competition, but you know, he did what was asked of him, and that's quite frankly, that's all he could ask of him. So I was really happy there.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. With this being our last time that we talk, this season for you has to have been maybe one of the more rewarding seasons. You have limited number of players, but that, boy, they come to play for you each and every game, and you really have to be proud of this group of players.
Oh, tremendously. I mean, it's been a struggle at times, you know, especially, you know, as the year goes on, people start getting some, you know, sicknesses and injuries and you know, missing practices. And how do you design a practice for eight, nine kids? Those have definitely been the challenges, but you know, the kids themselves did not make this season feel like it was a challenge. They worked hard all the way through it. They always wanted to, they always tried to make, you know, every day a get better day. You know, it didn't matter how many kids were there. So even though we had small numbers, I mean, we were able to get a lot of stuff done. And then I tell you that they're a tough group of kids. I mean, tough, well-coachable group of kids.
And when you look at this season, a lot will stand out. And I know for your players, they're going to measure how successful this season is by what you do from here on out. But from a coach's standpoint, you couldn't have asked much more from your guys.
No. They just keep going. I don't know how many kids I've got. They've literally probably got to lose an arm and a leg to get taken off the field. You know, our mantra all the time is, you know, we want to go 1-0 every week. And that's kind of what we started saying this week, is we have to go 1-0 if we want to keep playing. You know, and it's not about – we don't want to want to. We want to have to go 1-0. You know, we've got to really – want it more than the other team, especially in the playoffs, because it only gets harder every week. So hopefully we can take care of business, and let's see how far we can go.
Coach Forenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us not only today but throughout the season here on the Area Coach's Corner. Congratulations on an outstanding season so far. Good luck in the postseason, and we look forward to visiting with you again next year.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, and thank you for everything you do every year.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and by Stewart Service on KVOE Live and Local.